Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your As an Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And the grains, corn, and soybeans at least finished the week on a positive note. December, corn at 481.5, down 2.25. March at 495.75, up 2.5. May at 503.75, that is up 2.5. Strength from this came from soybeans, in particular the soybean meal. Today was option expiration. For the November futures, those November futures will be coming in the first notice day next week. And that did produce a little bit of an upside pop here. November beans, $12.95, up 15.5. January 13, $17.5, that's up 17.25. March at $13.31, that is up 17.25. December bean oil, $52.23, that is up 49. Meal, strong item today, $441.80 for December meal, up $12.30. Probably looking for a pretty good export sales number next week, I would think. Crush for November, December, 251.50, up 17. Solid, that's adding some support. And spring crush at 136.25 was up 2.5. Wheat was lower, particularly in Kansas City. December wheat in Chicago at 575.75, down 3.75. Kansas City, though, at 643.25, down 11.5. Minneapolis, 719.75, down 4.5. January rice at 1623, down 10. December cotton, 84.38, down 21. March at 86.13 was actually up one tick. Saw some good buying in the cattle market today. We had a tough week, but we recovered a fair chunk of the losses today. December cattle at 181.90, that was up 2.58. January feeders, 235.52, up 45. Hogs at 70.42, up 180, despite some weakening market internals. November milk at 17.40 was down 15. January orange juice at 390.80, up 120. December crude oil, 85.18, that's now up $2 a barrel. We've been as low as 83.10. The situation in the Middle East in the last hour or so, there are reports of tanks moving into Gaza, so it may be a bit of a weekend in Sunday night's opening. We'll see what we get, but it could be volatile. December diesel at $295.65, down 91. Unleaded, though, at $229.76, up 6 cents a gallon. Natural gas finished the day at, hold on one second here. Let me punch up the correct natural gas contract. We seem to be having a minor technical difficulty on a Friday afternoon. Imagine that. December natural gas at 346 was down one tick. Gold rallied sharply this afternoon. It had been weaker all morning. We traded as low as 1986. Right now, $2,017 an ounce, up $19.60. December silver at 2323, up 32 cents. And again, most of that happened in the last couple of hours. Dollar index at 106.55, that was down 5. Stocks broadly lower again today, broadly lower for the week, and it looks like we'll be broadly lower for the month. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,417, down 366, or just a little more than 1%. S&P 500, 4116, down 20 points, that was down 0.5%. The NASDAQ did manage to hold on to some positive gains, mostly on the back of Microsoft and Amazon. NASDAQ at 12,643 was up 47, but that did finish noticeably off the highest levels of the day. Interest rates mixed on the day. The two-year at 5% even was down 3 basis points. 10-year currently at 483, that's down 1 basis point. That had been higher again about an hour ago, but we are seeing some continued nervousness with the situation now beginning to unfold in the Middle East as I speak. The 30-year at 501 was up 3 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but getting colder by the hour, Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.